In a letter seen by South Sudan in Focus, the teaching staff at the University of Upper Nile say they are calling a strike to push the government to address their grievances quickly. Pio Kurding, chairperson of the Academic Staff Association at the university, says lecturers at the university want their salaries adjusted to the current exchange rate of the local currency against the U.S. dollar. Speaking to South Sudan in Focus this morning, Deng says they also want the government to pay annual air ticket allowances.
Our salary needs to be adjusted based on the current rate, which is 6.29 per $100. And we have another demand also. It's not only the adjustment of the salary. We are demanding also for the payment of our annual ticket allowances. So we are demanding for two. Adjustment of our salary based on the current rate of the central bank. And then number two, it is the payment of the annual ticket from 2019 until 2022. All the lectures will be off, starting from today.
He says the teaching staff will not resume work until their demands are met. Lecturers at Rumbek University and the University of Bahr El Ghazal are also joining the strike. Deng says in 2019, the Council of Ministers approved paying for an annual air ticket for all teaching staff, ranging from 500,000 to 1 million South Sudanese pounds. He says the ministers also adjusted salaries for university lecturers to a new U.S. dollar exchange rate when the South Sudan pound depreciated. He says the U.S. dollar has continued to gain strength against the pound, so the teaching staff want their salaries adjusted accordingly.
Because you know that the current inflation in the rate of the pound in the market, yeah, everything is going high. Now, if you go to black market now, it is almost 700 by $1.
Gabriel Changson Chang, the Minister for Higher Education, says the lecturers are too impatient as the government is working to adjust their salaries.
They don't know what they are doing. Let them get it their own way. I'm not concerned about what they are doing because they are acting irresponsibly. Okay? This salary increase or a new salary structure is not a one-day event. It is a process, and the process is going on, okay? And they know it. So we are not worried. We will continue with our process until we deliver that new salary structure. These are irresponsible people.
Changson says his administration held several discussions with the academic staff in the public universities in an effort to convince them to be patient. While some students at the University of Upper Nile agree with the academic staff's demand, they disagree with the decision to shut down the university indefinitely. Jing Majuk, a fifth-year student at the College of Agriculture, says he has waited for too long to endure another indefinite delay.
Due to the coronavirus, 1 year has been lost. The student did not study for 1 year. So we expect our university not to be closed. We expect our university to continue, though they are facing some challenges concerning the finance and operation of the university. The university should not be closed. If the university is going to be closed, the students are living in a rent house. They will have no money to rent the house, and they will not be able to get back to where they come from.
Majuk calls on the academic staff to continue talking with the government on their demands instead of shutting down learning institutions. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayer in Juba.